Hello, I'm Maxwell Gilley, and welcome to the 2022-2023 edition of Conversations with Carlisle. I'm joined by the head coach of the Ben Davis Giants, Coach Carlisle, and Zane Dowdy. And Coach, what has the offseason looked like for the Giants?
Good morning, good people. First off, I appreciate you all tuning in, listening in to the new Conversations with Carlisle. This year will be a little bit different. We'll have different student athletes and coaches coming in and joining us in the conversations. But to answer the question, off season, we've just worked hard in the weight room. I wanted to play a lot faster than we did last year, so we concentrated on that. Had a really, really good summer, decent preseason. I wasn't ecstatic about it, but I think that we did a decent job, especially in the weight room. I thought we did a good job, but conditioning-wise, I thought that we're in decent condition, but I think that when we really realize who we are and what we're capable of, then we'll go hard way more often than what we do at the present moment.
So, Zane, I know for you, over the offseason, you were in the college recruiting area. You recruited to Valpo. What was that experience like for you?
It was exciting being getting all those opportunities and going out to different colleges and just having good experience with it. But, yeah, Valpo is where I ended up picking.
So why did you decide to choose Valpo?
Well, when I went up there on my unofficial visit, just meeting everybody really, really felt good. And they really made it feel like they wanted me and like they wanted me to succeed and get better.
All right, we'll go back to you, Coach. You graduated some seniors last year, so obviously you're going to have some new faces step up. Who are some of the new faces we'll see this year?
We returned a majority of our starters from last year. I think our top six scores came back, so it'll be more of the same. But Mark White will be a guy who'll have a heightened role this year. Mark Zachary, who started some games towards the end of our season last year, he'll have a bigger role this year, as well as Jesse Ferris, who had couple down years, broke his hand one year and just couldn't kind of find his foot in the treading last year. I think that he'll have a breakout year, had a great offseason and a great preseason. So I'm excited, and I want everyone to see, you know, the progress that Jesse's made over the past 6 to 8 months.
I'm really excited to see what this roster looks like. I'll go with both of you. What were you guys' thought on your scrimmage?
Go ahead, Zane.
We've seen a lot of good things. And, a scrimmage is it's hard to get into sometimes because it's not a real game and they reset the clock, score every quarter and everything. But we definitely saw some good things, definitely saw some things we need to work on, but we'll be good tomorrow.
So you guys will start your season tomorrow on Tuesday the 22nd at Fishers High School. It won't be easy. They have one of the top sophomores there. What are your guys' thoughts on Fishers?
I think like any other game, especially to start the season, you want to come out and have a good showing. Our goals and most of the seniors' goals are to win every game that we play. So we want to start off with Fishers tomorrow, not necessarily worried about what they do, more so about how we play and how we approach the game. So it doesn't matter who our opponent is. They're going to give us their best shot. So Fishers is just the first one on the list.
And then we look ahead to Saturday. You will take on Zionsville. What do you know about Zionsville?
Well, they have two returning really, really good players, Logan Nimes and Rickart, who's a big guy. Both are Division I players, so they'll be ranked. I think the rankings came out last night, and I think they are six.
I think so.
Fishers is three. So our first probably 10 of our first 15 games will be against top 20 opponents in the state. I don't know if anyone will have a challenging start to a season as we are. We will, but that's why we play. That's why we here. That put us up near the top of that list as well. I think we were ranked second behind Cathedral. So just high expectations and just a lot of pressure for us to just come out and perform.
So for each of you, do you guys have a game circled on the calendar?
the next one. But I would say Cathedral put us out of the tournament last year, so it's always personal for me with Cathedral, just because of who they are, and we play them every year, so it's always sort of, it's not necessarily like they're a rival of ours, but it's always a highly contested game, and for them and for us, we'll have to beat each other to make it to the state championship. So,
yeah, I definitely have to agree. Cathedral and probably Kokomo, because those are two games that I'm playing, really good competition, so just can't wait for them.
Those ones I'm so excited to get to see. Finally, we look at the MIC conference this year. Carmel, Center Grove are gone. Obviously, nothing we can do about that. But do you guys think you have a great chance at winning MIC this year?
Yeah, we were on a great high in the middle of the season where we won 11 straight through the MIC, through our MIC conference play. Towards the end, we just kind of fell off. So I believe that this will be the year, with some luck and a little bit of stick-to-itness with the group, then we'll be able to win the MIC championship. Goals of ours, MIC championship, Marion County championship, and overall state championship. So high expectations, and I think this is the group.
This will be a really fun season. So the Giants will start their season by traveling to Fishers tomorrow night at 7:30. You can hear it right here on Indy's Giant 90.9. Coach Zane, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck the rest of this season.
Thank you.